Hello, hello. This is Bird Brain. I'm gonna be your host for the next hour. We're gonna play some music. It is the first spring day. Well, it's not, okay, it's not the first spring day. It's the first day that really feels like spring, and I say that because I smelled mud for the first time today and enjoyed it, which I didn't think was possible. But I was walking by the lawn. I was like, ooh, it smells like life. And I like breathed a little more. I was like, ooh, that's mud. Ooh, I like that. So yeah. First day of spring, we're going to be playing some... It's not the first day of spring, I got to stop saying that. Feels like spring, we're going to be playing some spring feeling songs, if you will. So yeah, we're going to start off with Naima by John Coltrane. I was listening to jazz a lot this week because I was writing some essays. And when I write essays, I listen to jazz because, you know, it's a good thing to do. It's not distracting, it's lovely. It's great music. If you don't listen to jazz, I highly recommend it. But I was listening to jazz, and last night, it was like sunset. I was listening to Naima, and I was just in such a nice, serene mood. So I was like, to hell with it. Put it on the playlist. So here we go. Naima, John Coltrane. Enjoy. Thank you. What a lovely start to the hour. Just as a reminder, you all are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio. Rolls off the tongue, that one. It's quite nice. I thought that would be just a nice start to the hour, get you easing into it, easing into the day, whether you're in the middle or just starting, like some of my friends are. A lot of my friends have, like, no classes on Mondays, which is crazy, because they just wake up at, like, 3 in the afternoon and just do nothing all day, which, you know, I'm jealous. But I hope that settles you into to this fine Monday. Next, we're going to be looking towards Frank Ocean, who is an enigma of an artist. He's from L.A., originally part of the rap collective Odd Future, and then rose to fame with his album Channel Orange. And this song is off of his second album, Blonde. It's called Pink Plus White. I don't know exactly how to describe it. It's definitely in the vein of kind of... It's like... Well, he used to be a hip-hop artist, so I guess I'll call it hip-hop. But it's definitely more in the vein of kind of more pop R&B type of stuff. Yeah, it's just a nice pink plus white. I actually put this on because I was walking by some flowers today, and they were pink and white. And I was like, Frank Ocean, pink plus white. That's a lie. It's just a nice story. But I hope you enjoy the song. It's quite pretty.
If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes, halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south, up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land, so I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive, won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me, you showed me love. Glory from above, regardless, dear, it's all. Of a summer shade, nose dive in the flood lines, tall tower, milk crate. It's the same way you showed me. Cannonball off the porch side, older kids trying off the roof. Just the same way you showed me. You showed. If you could die and come back to life, up for air from the swimming pool, you'd kneel down to the dry land, kiss the earth that birthed you. Gave you tools just to stay alive and make it up when the sun is ruined. That's the same way you showed me. Showed. You showed me love.
I hope you enjoyed that. The birds at the end made me feel good about that. I don't know. It was very serene. Alright, I'm just going to nerd out about... Well, it's not even nerding out. I'm just going to appreciate spring a little bit here. Because it's just such a lovely... I don't know. Like, I'm from California. Many of you may know that. But it's just so nice to be out here in the East and then see life come up again. Like primavera, first green, first life. It's quite magical. It's much more magical than I'd previously thought. So, you know, playing songs, I feel like that display that a little bit. This next song is called Desperado. It's by Rihanna. This I stole from, I went to a dance performance this weekend, Sarah Band. Shout out Sarah Band. Sarah Band, sorry. I didn't know who Sarah was or who her band was, but they're both great. I'm joking. They're a dance group at Tufts. So shout out Tufts Students Arts. There's a Spirit of the Creative dance show coming up next weekend. So if you're a Tufts student and you're listening, swing by their booth at the Campus Center. I have a lot of friends in that group. They put a lot of work into it. And they're going to put on a great show. So I will be there. I hope that you are too. Sarah Band had two fantastic shows over the weekend. Props to everyone who was in that. They all danced with beauty and grace and power and all that stuff. Yeah, and this was a song that was from that show, Desperado, Rihanna. It's a little bit more on the hip-hop side, but I hope you guys enjoy.
Desperado, sitting in a old Monte Carlo, a man whose heart is hollow. Take it easy, I'm not trying to go against you. Actually, I'm going with you. Gotta get up out of here and you will leave me behind. I know you won't, cause we share common interests. You need me there, ain't no leaving me behind. Never know, no, just one out of here, yeah. Once I'm gone, ain't no going back. If you want, we could be the runaways, running from any side of love, yeah, yeah. Sitting in a old Monte Carlo, we both had a heart broke. Take it easy, I'm not trying to go against it. I can be at home for a picture. Gotta get up out of here, you will leave me by. I know you won't, cause we share common interest. You need me there, ain't no leaving me by.
Desperado, Rihanna. I like that song a lot, kind of because I'm in a sad cowboy music mood right now. And what I mean by that is really just country music. But I've started a club on campus. It's called the Sad Cowboy Club. If you text me, I'll send you a membership, and then I just send you a sad cowboy song once a day. But yeah, if you want to be a part of the Sad Cowboy Club, let me know. That's a little bit hip-hop country, I guess. Desperado. Hey Desperado. This next song is Crystallized by the XX. It's a danceable tune, so if you're in the space too, I recommend dancing. Crystallize the XX, little bit of funky pop electronica. They were really popular in the early 2010s. We're gonna go back a little bit further to someone who's very popular in the early 2000s. This is Porcelain by Moby, another danceable bop. So once again, move them hips. We'll be right back.
kisses goodbye. Tell the truth, you never wanted me.
That was Porcelain by Moby. Next up, we're going to be listening to a song called MS by the band, my favorite band, Alt-J. I'm very excited. I'm seeing them later this week on Thursday. I feel like a kid before Christmas. Like, I don't think I've ever been able to say that I've seen my favorite band play before. So it's going to be sick. I'm looking forward to it. This song is off their first album, An Awesome Wave. Again, they're a trio from the UK. Fantastic music. I don't even really know how to describe it. It just puts me in a great mood all the time. It's really thoughtful. It's really thought-provoking. It just makes you feel good. So MS by Alt-J.
We can lose touch, but we can let go. Doing my God made from Lego. All the vows vowed. Called your name. Keep your estate clean of me. I feel of you so many times this week. Close eyes open, close. I can't forget to fall asleep. The dark seeks. The dark seeks dark. Ladybirds, all the
Some things I do default is to well.
Close eyes, open doors, I can feel as my body spells.
Dark, seeks, dark. Dark, seeks, dark.
Like MS type paper.
JMS. Next, we're gonna be moving back in time a little bit. We're gonna be going to some Talking Heads. We're gonna play This Must Be the Place, Naive Rhythms, and then we're gonna take it over to Paul Simon. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Paul Simon, of course, is Simon of Simon and Garfunkel. So we're gonna have some nice little acoustic spring guitar, if you will. But yeah, sit in for the next two songs.
I feel mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time my name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical priest come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going, I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Listeners, exciting news. We have a guest today, a surprise guest, another DJ on the show, Mr. Lars Bars, aka Larson, another tough student, came through just out of class. Larson, what do you have to say to the people?
Sup. We have a pedestrian safety PSA today for y'all who may or may not be walking on the streets of Medford, Massachusetts. On February 8th, Allison Donovan was killed as she walked through the crosswalk in front of the West Somerville Neighborhood School on Powder House Boulevard, just two blocks away from Tufts University. After fatally hitting Allison and injuring her companion, the driver sped away, stopping later at a restaurant for drinks and dinner and Home Depot to buy materials to hide the damage to his truck's body. Walking is one of the safest forms of transportation, but pedestrians need to pay attention to their surroundings, especially when crossing the streets. Even if you have the walk light or the clear right of way, or if the crosswalk dudes tell you that the walk sign is on, that's also just a lie because people run that light all the time.
True.
Bad drivers are everywhere. Constant vigilance. Don't expect them to stop what they do or stop for you. It's critical to comprehend some people really don't care that much about your life and would drive away if they hit you. A potentially life-saving message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. That was a little dark, so sorry.
That was a little dark.
Yeah, we picked a bad one for that one,
that's
man.
Okay. But also, it goes, if you're a bad driver, which some of you may be, also look out for pedestrians as you're driving because the street does belong to the walker, as a good friend Son likes to say. So next up, we're going to be playing a song from Dr. Dog, which is an indie band out of Philadelphia. I've heard there's not much good in Philadelphia, but I don't know. Philly cheesesteak.
Like, not a fan of Philly. Rocky.
I've never been. Rocky?
I've never been to Philly, actually.
Have you ever had a cheesesteak from Philly? Philly cheesesteak?
I've had a Philly cheesesteak, but not from Philly.
Huh. I guess it's just a cheesesteak. That's kind of weird.
I think I gotta go to Philly and get a Philly cheesesteak.
Get a Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah.
That might be our next trip. All right. Here's La Da Da by Dr. Dog.
Carved into A boy with a plan, a natural natural man wearing a white Stetson hat. Unhand that Gandhi gun, there's no one to fire upon. If he's holding it high, he's telling a lie. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. The man in the street dragging his feet, don't wanna hear the bad news. Imagine your face there in his place, standing inside his brown shoes. You do his 9 to 5, drag yourself home half alive. There on the screen, a man with a dream. I heard it was you talking about a world where all is free. It just couldn't be, and only a fool would say that. Anybody on the street has murder in his eyes. You feel no pain, and you're younger than you realize. Only
that last song there was Only a Fool Would Say That by the one, the only, Steely Dan. And before that, we had May 1st by a little band called Beach Fossils. They're from Brooklyn, New York. Kind of similar to Dr. Dog. They're in the newer kind of era of rock and indie, but still quite good. Next, we're going to turn to the Turntables. Larson, say what's up.
We got a little bit of a Blue Oyster Cult for those of y'all who are feeling like shucking something today. Burning for You on tap.
Yeah.
We got first play, dog.
This is the first time, just to be clear, the first time we've ever played a vinyl on this show. So, historic moment. Troubleshooting.
Oh, no. It's definitely time.
Apparently not. That's all right. Here's what happens when you get two first-year DJs in the studio. Let's see. All right, I'm going to rip another song real quick, and then we'll figure it out. This song is Still Beating by Mac DeMarco.
Never meant to make a cry. Now
so she thought, well, my heart was on my sleeve. Honey, I cried too, you better believe it. Honey, my heart still beats for you, even though you don't feel it.
Take two.
Here we go.
Shuck in once more.
Home in the
All right. That is the hour, everybody. This is Bird Brain. Happy to be your host for this last hour. I'm going to be passing it over to Mr. Spencer Walsh with the Spencer Walsh Show. Take it away.
All right. What a wonderful transition there, Gabe. Thank you so much. And what a wonderful hour of Bird Brain hoping. Just hoping to all hope that we can keep the vibes as good and as chill over the next hour as we take you up till 4. We got a lot of different stuff today. As you know, we keep it, you know, we do a little bit more kind of, you know, topical programming for you on the show today as well. And of course, that means we'll tell you a little bit about Ukraine and you know, the really horrific situation going on there. We're not starting off with the most chill vibes, but you know, it is very important to keep you abreast of what's going on there in the world. And you know, why not get the most important stuff out of the way first? So we start, of course, with the Ukrainian president Volodymyr Zelensky, and he is really unsurprisingly, keeping the world very much honest in terms of what they're doing for Ukraine and just pretty much how this whole situation is playing out. So the latest country he's been talking to has been France. France has sent an armed police unit from some of its armed forces to Ukraine to investigate potential war crimes. The first time French authorities have disclosed the use of military personnel in Ukraine. Of course, this is going to be very much a kind of a, you know, very much kind of a non-serious, a non, you know, not as escalatory as some may think. You know, if you're looking at it from Russian perspective, this is kind of a police unit,